good morning, everyone, and well done for coming here when it's daylight saving. It's so good to be here at St. Aidan's with all of you. Do you know that I've been coming to this church for 36 years? And there's so many things that I love about this church. I love the fellowship we have here. I love the music and the worship. I love the sermons and the great teaching. They keep me close to God. And I love the way that we're open to God. And that when I'm here at church, I know that God is real and His Spirit is here with us. Amen. Now, I've just told you what I love about this church and what appeals to me and what it is that keeps drawing me back to this place. So now I'm going to ask you all a question to think about. And it's not about St. Aidan's. This is about God. What is it about God that you like or love? What is it that appeals to you and what keeps drawing you back to Him? Is it His character? Is it His love? Is it His promise of eternal life? Is it because being a Christian provides you with meaning and purpose in life? Or is it because you appreciate the Christian teaching and that it provides good guidelines for living life? What is it that has drawn you to God? Now, for me, the thing that draws me to God is His character and His love for me. And today I get the chance to talk about one of my favorite parables, the parable of the lost sheep. That's a parable that always draws me to God. Jesus used parables a lot to teach about God and the kingdom of God. And in his parables, he would use imagery that would be very familiar to his listeners. Things like a farmer sowing seed, a shepherd minding sheep, workers gathering in a vineyard, or inviting guests to a banquet. And sometimes the parables would have a twist in the story, something that would surprise, even shock the listeners. And this was a way to challenge them to rethink and hopefully change their perspective so that they could accept God's perspective. Now, in the case of the parable of the lost sheep, it was an incident that triggered this telling. And we're told in our Bible reading from St. Luke that tax collectors and sinners, people of questionable reputation, they were all gathering around Jesus to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they were not pleased. They were grumbling about the fact that Jesus welcomed sinners and even shared meals with them. How could Jesus associate himself with such a despicable lot of people? Now, you will remember that the Pharisees were legalists. They prided themselves on obeying the law, and it was not just the Mosaic law, which includes the Ten Commandments. It was also 1,500 odd man-made laws that they had come up with. And the Pharisees tended to be very self-righteous and think themselves morally superior to everyone else. They looked down on others, and especially people like the tax collectors. The tax collectors were despised because they were employed by the Roman authorities to collect taxes from their fellow Jews, and they would often charge more than the required tax. So we have this incident where the self-righteous legalists are grumbling about the fact that Jesus is associating himself with these shady and questionable characters. And it's in response to this that Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. Such a well-known parable. It's about a man who owns 100 sheep and he loses one sheep. Now, you might think that losing one sheep out of 100 is no big deal. There are 99 sheep. One sheep lost, one can live with that. But this one lost sheep is very important to this owner, this shepherd. He does not hesitate in leaving the 99 sheep in the open in order to go looking for this one sheep that is lost. And he doesn't give up. He keeps on looking until he has found the lost sheep. And when he finds the sheep, he is overjoyed and carries it on his shoulders. And he calls out to his neighbors and friends, "Come, rejoice, celebrate with me. I have found the lost sheep." Now, up until this point of the story, one might think that this is a story about a lost animal. And if any of you here have ever lost a pet, a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, you would know the anxiety of looking for it. And you would also know the joy and relief of finding it safe. The shepherd is the hero who has found the lost animal. And this is a great successful rescue operation. But this is not just an animal rescue adventure with a happy ending. It's a parable where Jesus is using metaphors to teach his listeners. The owner, the shepherd, represents God, and the sheep represent us human beings. And the listeners would have known this, because in the Bible, there are many references to God as the shepherd. Well, in our very first Bible reading, Psalm 23, David himself was a shepherd when he was a boy. And he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In John's Gospel, Jesus makes the bold claim and identifies himself and says, "I am the good shepherd." There is a very close relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. The sheep depend on the shepherd for everything, and the shepherd takes care of them. And so the imagery of a shepherd and his sheep was used a lot as a metaphor in the Bible. It was a good one, an appropriate one, to illustrate the very close relationship between God and the human race. In the first four verses of Psalm 23, David gives us a glimpse into the mindset of a sheep. The sheep is totally dependent on the shepherd for food and drink, and the shepherd knows where to go. He will lead the sheep to green pastures and quiet waters. The shepherd will guide the sheep safely along the right paths and even through potentially dangerous territory. And the sheep never need to be afraid because the shepherd has a rod and staff and he is going to protect the sheep from thieves, from wild animals, from anything that comes their way. And so from the sheep's point of view, the shepherd is someone who knows them and cares about them, who will feed, guide, and protect them. The sheep know the shepherd. They know his voice, and they trust him. The parable is a great illustration of how important one lost sheep is to the shepherd. One individual who is lost is very important to God. Just as the shepherd left the 99 sheep to go looking for the one sheep, in the same way, God leaves the 99 faithful, obedient followers to go looking for that one person. And God doesn't give up. He keeps on looking until he finds the person who has lost their way. It's such a powerful illustration of how much God cares and is proactively looking for the individual who is lost. It's a picture of Jesus' mission, which was to come to seek and save the lost. His mission was to rescue the human race. I mentioned earlier on that sometimes parables can have a twist in the story, something that will jolt the listener. For example, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, the listeners would have been shocked to find out that it was a Samaritan, someone that they despised, who had stopped to help the injured man on the road. And it was not the respectable, righteous, law-abiding priest and Levite. So what's a twist in the parable of the lost sheep? What did Jesus want to challenge the listener about? Jesus tells his listeners that in heaven there is more rejoicing over one person who has repented and turned to Christ than there is over 99 people who never strayed. Ouch! I think that would have stunned the Pharisees and any law-abiding people who were listening to Jesus. Well, does that mean that God does not rejoice over those who stay faithful? We need to remind ourselves why Jesus told this parable in the first place. It was because the Pharisees were grumbling about the fact that Jesus was interacting with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus was challenging the Pharisees' attitude and reaction towards people like the tax collectors and sinners, because the Pharisees saw them as unclean. They looked down on them. They avoided any contact with them. But in contrast, Jesus welcomed and accepted them as they were. He quite happily interacted with them and ate with them. Jesus' mission is about rescuing people and bringing them back to God. And the kingdom of God welcomes anyone, even tax collectors, anyone who will turn to God and follow Christ. No one is excluded from this invitation. It's not about being righteous enough. Jesus wanted the Pharisees to understand that the gospel is about grace and mercy. It's not about sacrifice and rigidly keeping the law. That would have been very challenging for the Pharisees to hear. Does this challenge apply to us in Sydney today? I have had some people say to me that, in their opinion, Christianity is all about obeying rules and commandments, about being good enough. And that is really sad if that is the perception some people have of Christianity. Let's all be praying for that to change, and that we are given opportunities to show others that Christianity is about a relationship with God. It's about grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And this is the message of the parable of the lost sheep. And it's a message not just for unbelievers, because believers and unbelievers alike need to know, because the reality is that Christians can also feel lost in this world. With everything that's happening around us, life has its ups and downs. We can lose direction and focus in life. We can lose our sense of purpose. We can lose our passion, our first love for God, just like the church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation. We can be present in church physically, but absent mentally and emotionally. We may find that we're not engaging with what's going on. We're feeling disconnected. God may seem a little bit distant. Or maybe it's us who have distanced ourselves from him. And so from time to time, we all need to cry out, God, help! And we know that God hears that cry, and he goes looking for us. At the beginning of the sermon, I asked you to think about what it was that you love about God. What is it that causes you to draw close to him? What is it that causes you to continue to come to him? For me, it was and still is all about God's character. What's important to me is that he's a personal God who cares about the individual. And the parable of the lost sheep has always been a favorite of mine, probably because it is such a great illustration of God's love for each and every person. This parable also appeals very much to my own personal needs. I am an introvert. I can be a bit shy. And in large groups of people, I'm often quiet. Sometimes I can be surrounded by people who are talking and laughing, and I can feel invisible. And I could be thinking, does it really matter if I'm here at all? If I were not here, would anyone notice my absence? Well, the parable of the lost sheep shows me that I matter to God. He would notice if I was absent, if I was feeling disconnected. Not only that, he would care enough to go looking for me, to bring me back. And in God's eyes, I am very important. Over the years, I've worked for some large companies that have the habit of restructuring. And whenever that happens, individuals, even whole departments, can be retrenched. And employees can feel like a pawn in a chess set. It's obvious what's important to management. It's the bottom line, the profit, the share price. The individual was expendable. We were insignificant, so very unimportant to management. But that is not how God sees each of us. In the parable, the shepherd had 99 sheep. You might think, yes, 99, good enough. But no, he goes looking for that one sheep because it is so important to him. I made a personal commitment to God as a young child. And it was because I knew that God loved me and that in his eyes I was important. And it mattered to God that I accept his invitation to turn to him and to follow him, because he wanted me to be with him in heaven. How can anyone say no to an invitation from a God who loves so completely? How can anyone say no to a God who is personal, who cares about the individual, and who goes on looking for anyone who is lost? I've just shared with you what it was that drew me close to God in the first place and why I continue to draw close to him. It's his character. He's gracious and forgiving. He's kind and patient. I know I'm in good hands and I trust him. He's a personal God who cares about the individual. I know he loves me, and I am important to him. That's my story. But what about you? What is your story? If someone were to ask you, what drew you to God initially? Why did you become a Christian? And why do you continue to draw close to him? How would you reply? We all have stories, stories to share and celebrate God, stories which might help to bring another individual closer to God. Every sheep, every individual is important and loved by God. To anyone here today who might feel insignificant, that they do not matter, that their life does not matter, please hear and receive God's message through the parable of the lost sheep. Each person is important to him. And if you open up to him and give him the opportunity, he will reveal to you how much you are loved. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are my shepherd. And thank you for caring about each person in this place. You know what is happening in our lives. And thank you that you come looking for us when we are feeling lost and disconnected. Help us to be open to your love and to respond to you. Amen.